USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Democrats are offering no candidate if Governor Gavin Newsom is voted out of office in his upcoming bipartisan recall election. Embattled Newsom is facing backlash to his hypocritical leadership. He's facing California's first recall in nearly two decades. A man has been arrested after calling a Maryland police department and threatening to kill police. The suspect showed up and attempted to run over several cops, then crashed his car through the station's lobby. The incident occurred around 9:30 p.m. Eastern in Havre de Grace, Maryland. That's about 40 miles northeast of Baltimore. 24-year-old Timothy Call is the suspect involved. Officers report that they were able to tase Call and arrest him. A mountaintop cable car plunged to the ground in northern Italy on Sunday, killing at least nine people and sending two children to the hospital. 15 were on the lift. The cable car landed near Lake Maggiore. At that location, the cables of the ski lift were particularly high off the ground. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As inflation worries continue to hound President Biden's massive infrastructure spending bill, a less expensive bill is being introduced by lawmakers that would focus more on traditional infrastructure needs. Jeremy Scott reports.
A bipartisan group of senators have introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill in opposition to the Biden administration's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond tells CNN State of the Union.
Well, I think the president coming down $550 billion off of his initial proposal, I think shows the willingness to negotiate in good faith, and in a serious manner. And the real question is whether the Republicans will meet the effort that the president is showing.
The group of senators from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee introduced a bill that would reauthorize the Department of Transportation funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is due to expire in September. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history, Flash, 1974. The David Frost President-Nixon interview takes place, where Nixon said the president is within his rights to order phone tapping and burglaries if it's in the interest of public safety. Years later, Sir David Frost on WNBC talks about what happened behind the scenes between Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and President Nixon.
They had to stay loyal to each other because they each had the goods on each other, obviously, in that sense. But they both did want to get the credit for the good stuff and try and somehow pass the bad stuff over to the other one, so that you had this funny situation of that with Nixon did take exactly the line that Henry mentioned there. He did take the line that, you know, that Henry, of course, he was brilliant and brilliant intellectual and so on, but like all intellectuals, he was, you know, could be unreliable and all that sort of thing. So he could get his point in that way without directly attacking Kissinger. And then Henry, in his case, took the line more of saying, oh yes, Richard Nixon was a wonderful president because he was such a good delegator, and he delegated all the difficult things, of course, to me. You know, so that they were both going for the prize without alienating.
Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.